Welcome to Grand Valley High School. I'm Mark Tanner, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The girls are coming off another solid victory last night, 59-40 over Palisade. Erica Kuda may have posted her best game of the season with 18 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and 4 blocks. That looks to clinch her 4th straight Western Slope League title against Grand Valley tonight. The Cardinals are 12-3 overall, 3-1 in league, and will attempt to force a 3-way tie at the top of the WSL with Delta and Moffitt County with a win tonight. By a talented trio of girls, sophomore J.C. Pittman, who averages 14 points and 7 rebounds a game, junior Abby Rose Parker, who averages 13-4, and senior Bailey Radel, who averages 12-3. We'll take a look at the lineups in just a little bit as we will get ready for the national anthem here at Grand Valley High School. So I will tell you that the lineup is going to be brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So the PA announcers is welcoming everybody to the gym, and here comes the national anthem. Of the national anthem by a couple of Grand Valley students. So taking a look at the lineup now for Delta, non-starter sophomore number 00 and I co-hit. Number 4, sophomore Bailey Wilson. Number 5, senior Kayla Geyer. Number 11, sophomore Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. She's a standout freshman for the Panthers. Number 13, freshman Breezy Huff. Number 20, senior Taya Smith. And number 24, sophomore Braden Alberg. Starters for Delta will be number 1, senior Erica Kuda. Number 2, junior Aubrey Frazier. Number 3, senior Kaylin Porter. Number 10, junior Ellie Ames. And number 14, sophomore Tatum Miller. The lineups for the Grand Valley Cardinals, non-starters, number 4, Chloe Williams, number 5, Araya Channon, number 11, Kaylee Medina, number 13, Julia Groenwohler, number 14, Chloe Groenwohler, Number 15, Kaylee Sabata. Number 21, Emma Speedman. Number 23, Landon Cheater. The starters for the Cardinals. Number 1, Abby Rose Parker. Number 2, Kaylee Stark. Number 3, Bailey Radel. Number 12, Jason Pittman. And number 22, Katie Ray. So finishing up the starters here in the gym. I'm going to let you know we're coming up on tip-off, and it'll be brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food and can open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, setting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. So just finishing up the starting lineups here in the gym, and both teams set to take the floor. It'll be Ellie Ames chipping for Delta. And we'll wait and see who will be chipping for the Cardinals. Looks like it's going to be number 12, Jason Pittman. Historically, when these two teams have met, it's been a very physical contest, which, in my opinion, is right up Delta's alley with Eric Okuda and Tatum Miller, and Delta's going to control tip. It's Okuda with the basketball, dishes to Porter. Porter, top of the key, over to Ames. Ames on the left elbow, now Ames into the paint, underneath to Okuda. Okuda, one dribble, reverse lay-in, good. Cardinals now. Parker with the basketball on the right elbow. Long skip pass to Radel on the left side. Back to Parker. Parker now. Right side and just out of the outstretched arm of Ellie Ames. Cardinals working it into the left corner just inside the arc. Pittman for two. Scores tied at two on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Again, Delta inside the Okuda. Okuda going to go to the line for two. Craig and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So the first one from Okuda goes swish. And Erica drains the second as well. Okuda with four. He'll be Radel to bring the ball up for the Cardinals. Dishes it over to Pittman. Pittman now going to drive the lane. Tries to work it inside. Now they kick it back out to Parker. Parker just inside the arc. And Parker will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Hardware help you with your next project. So Parker will make the first. And the second one's no good off the back iron. Shoot it with the rebound. And then she will throw it away. It gets beyond Kaylin Porter and out of bounds. Saudi Steel Machine inbound goes to the backcourt and Radel. Now back to Parker. Parker, left side and Pittman. Now into the left corner. Radel, long skip pass to Parker. Parker on the right elbow, guarded by Porter. Now they try to work it inside. Okuda comes up with the steal. Okuda dishes inside to Miller, but that'll be a turnover. and back the other direction, left to right for the Cardinals, right to left for the Panthers. Around the perimeter, now inside to Ray, back out, Parker, right elbow, and in creation, three balls good, and the Cardinals have the lead 6-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 16 left in the first. Little collision at midcourt, Porter able to get across the time strike. Miller works it inside to Kuda, turnaround jumper is good. Kuda with six. Score tied at six on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Again, trying to work it inside, and Ames comes up with the steal. And now stolen right back by the Cardinals underneath to Radel, and the high percentage bucket is good. Cardinals have the lead 8-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames for Delta over to Miller. Miller spots up for an 8 increase, and free ball, nothing but net. That's Tatum's first 3 points, and it gives Delta the lead back by one. Parker over to Pittman. Pittman on the left side. Now into the left corner and Radel. Now they go back to Pittman in the left corner. Pittman tries to get inside the arc, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Frazier. Ames up ahead to Miller. Spots up again. And in creation's three ball. No good. Rebound Frazier. Kick out to Porter. Porter shot off the mark, and a rebound by the Cardinals. Back on the other end, Radel now inside to Ray, back out to Pittman. Jumper from the free throw line is good, and back and forth matchup has swung back in the favor of the Cardinals. As Delta works it around the perimeter, Ames underneath to Frazier, off the glass, no good. Rebound by the Cardinals. It's going to be Pittman. Pittman, long pass to Parker. Going to be knocked away by Ames, but the Cardinals get it back. They work it inside, now back out to Pittman. Long pass to Radel. Radel in the paint, runner is good. Little floater from Radel, and Cardinals now up 12-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4 minutes left in the first. Miller. She'll dribble. To Kuda. Kuda in the paint. Puts up the one-hander. No good. Rebound Cardinals. And that's a travel. Ray going to pull her back foot. And we'll have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Cardinals. It looks like Araya Tanner is going to check into the game. Daddy Steel Machine inbound for Delta, right underneath. Turnaround jumper no good by Miller, and they'll call a foul. Tatum to the line for two, digging Christian Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Daddy Steel Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Daddy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Daddy Steel and Machine. Tatum makes both of her free throws. She's got 5 points unofficially on the night and has cut the deficit to one. 12-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Good ball movement by the Cardinals. They work it inside now. Back out to Radel. And in creation's three ball. Off the back iron, rebound Cardinals, though Radel gets it back on the right side, gets inside the arc. Off the front of the rim this time, rebound Porter, up ahead to Miller. Miller one-on-one with Radel. And they will say that's a block and not a foul. Personally, I think it's a good call. But it'll go out of bounds off of the Cardinals, and Frazier we'll take the Daddy Steel Machine inbound to give the Panthers the lead back by one. It's 13-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Pittman, maybe that's Radel, and she'll be called for the double dribble. Porter to bring it up for the Panthers now. To Miller. Take a pass. They'll make a pass to Porter. Inside to Ames. Ames to Frazier underneath. Can't get the easy jumper, and Frazier going to force the Taco Time jump ball on the rebound. It'll be Cardinals basketball. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Kaylee Medina, into the game for the Cardinals. And now Parker to bring it up. Parker over to Radel. Radel back to Parker on the right side. Parker inside. Now they kick it back out. Shot no good by Medina, and Delta's going to come up with the rebound. Miller in the paint, now kicks it back out to Ames, and increases three ball, no good. Rebound by Frazier. Now they work it into Kuda. Kuda, one dribble in the lane, shot no good, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers, Kylie Huff. Taylor Summers, check into the game. Kuda, this is the second free throw, and a rebound will be made by Pittman. Parker with the ball for the Cardinals. Parker calls out the play. She'll go to the left side, and Medina. Medina works it in. Now back out, a little give-and-go action. Back to the left corner. Great, a long pass to the right side, and Parker. Parker tries the ball fake, ends up trapped, and she'll throw it right to Katie, or excuse me, Ellie. Aims up ahead to Miller. Miller stops. Short jump, ring around the rim and in. Parker with the basketball. Works it in the paint to Pittman. Now they go back out to Parker on the right side. Her shot off mark. Rebound Cardinals and the putback good by Medina. Delta with a one-point advantage, 15-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Less than 90 in the first. Miller inside the arc. Now back out to Ames. Ames to Miller. Miller to Ames. Ellie. Now inside the paint to Kuda. She tries the finger roll and a foul going to be called. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as Kaylin Porter will check back into the game. Braden Allberg into the game as well for Delta. Two to make them both. Eric has got 8 points unofficially on the night. Radel will bring it up over to Parker. Parker moving to her right, a little behind the back crossover. Over to Radel. They work it inside to Stark. Now back out to Parker. She's at the top of the key. Long range, game integration, three balls good. She's proud of herself as she ties the score at 17. 46 seconds left on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff at the top of the key over to Porter. Porter. Now to Summers. Summers going to have it stolen out of her grasp. That's Pittman up ahead to Stark, and it'll be out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Katie Ray, will check back in for the Cardinals. Huff across the time stretch. Picks up her dribbles. They go in the paint to Summers. Try to work it underneath to Kuda. Loose ball. Cardinals come up with it, and a carry going to be called on Pittman. Pittman got it stuck on her hip as she tried to dribble out and turns it over. Huff with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Kylie looking. Goes to Summers. Loose ball in the paint. Cardinals come up with it, up ahead to Pittman. Pittman underneath, can't get it to go. Rebound Kuda. Kuda with 9 seconds left across the time stripe. Kuda underneath to Allberg. Allberg puts it up, shot no good, and missed the foul there. They're going to say it was a block, though. And that's a buzzer. Shot is no good by the Cardinals. So, so far in this game, everything that I've expected and more, score tied at 17, and both teams getting after it here. Ben Mason Motorsports itself is premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Ben Mason Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. This is the Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So score tied at 17 as we get ready to start the second quarter. Eric Acuda with 8 points, two boards in the first. Tatum Miller has 7 points herself. Abby Frazier makes up the other two Delta points. Panthers will have the ball to start the quarter. Porter takes the ball back to Huff. Huff a short inside to Allberg. It ends up back in Huff's hands. Porter. Over to Huff on the left elbow. Huff, now back to the top of the key. Dish to Porter. Porter. Huff on the right side now. Back to Porter at the top. Porter to Huff. Huff's going to dribble drive. Runner no good. And Kylie to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West Petros. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Missy Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Huff will have her first point as she sinks her first free throw. And she'll get the second. So Delta breaks the tie. It's 19-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 7.5 left in the half. Foul to be called on Allberg as she put her hip into Parker in the left corner. Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound for the Cardinals. Goes to Pittman, right side, and in Creason's three ball. No good. Rebound by the Cardinals. And now the ball is going to go out of bounds off of the Cardinals as the pass went wonky. Cuda caught an elbow to the side of the head and went down, but she got up. And Porter up ahead to Summers. Summers in the lane. That one's going to be knocked away. She tries to get it back to Porter. Parker in transition. Going to be fouled by Porter. And Parker will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. 7:09 left in the half. Parker drains the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Miller and Frazier and Ames back into the game. They'll join Porter and Huff. Parker drains the second one of the score tied again, this time at 19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter to Miller, back to Porter. Porter inside to Ames, back out to Miller. Miller on the right side, over to Ames. Ames looking to dribble, now to Miller on the right corner, inside to Huff. Huff is going to have it stolen by Parker. Parker quickly up the court. Parker directing traffic. Parker in the middle to Ray, who traveled. It wasn't called. And Delta will come up with the steal. Miller brings it up for the Panthers. On the round the perimeter go the Panthers. Ames dribbles to her right. They work it underneath the Huff shot, no good. Rebound by the Cardinals. Pittman now with the basketball for Grand Valley. They go underneath now. Outlet to Parker and in creation. Screw ball from deep is good. And the Cardinals take the lead 22-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6 minutes left in the half. Ames to Miller. Miller, long pass to Porter. Porter back to Miller. A&M creation three ball. Little step back three by Tate over the score side at 22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Radel has it stolen by Miller. Miller now stops, top, can't get the high percentage to go. Porter there for the putback, no good. Fight over the loose ball, and Cardinals going to come up with it. Parker now one on three. Can't get it to go, but she's going to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. As Parker catches her breath briefly on the hardwood before she pops up and will go to the line for two. So it'll be the second foul on Frazier. Parker misses the first. So only one defender in the lane for, or on the lane for the Cardinals here as we await the second. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. She'll bank it in and give her squad a one-point advantage, 23-22, on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta across the time stripe. Miller bounce pass to Porter. A&M creation three ball, no good. Rebound, fight for the loose ball. Taco time jump ball called, and the possession will be the Cardinals. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Grand Valley, as Pittman will check back into the game. Parker to bring it up for the Cardinals. 5:10 left in the half. Pittman over to Radel. Radel back to her right. Now inside to Tanner. And she'll travel before she can pass it off. Turnover back to the Panthers. Then makes the Motorsports substitution. Summers and Chuda back into the game for Delta. Looks like we might get a little pressure from Medina here on the inbound. Delta gets past it. Porter, right side to Ames. Now to Miller. A&M creation street ball from the left side. No good. Rebound Chuda. Can't get the foot back. And the Cardinals going to have the rebound. And that's all Summers for the foul. I believe that's Taylor's first. Scotty Steel Machine inbound, going to go to Radel, and then she'll give it back to Parker. Parker directing traffic, dishes to Pittman. Pittman gets the screen, now tries to work it underneath to Medina. And the high percentage bucket's good. 25-22 Grand Valley on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller hands off to Ames. Ames back at the top of the key to Porter. Porter over to Miller. Miller now dribbles to her right. Back to Ames at the top. Hand off to Porter. Porter over to Miller. Miller tries to work it inside. Past a double team to Suda. But a foul going to be called on the Cardinals. It's going to be the first foul called on Radel. And Suda to the line. To shoot. 1-1. As now the official's going to have a discussion here as to, okay, only the 16 foul on the Cardinals, so not a shooting foul. As the inbound goes to Chuda. Chuda tries to work it in, gets it over to Ames, now on the perimeter. Porter to Ames again. Ames looks to dribble drive back out to Porter. Porter over to Miller. Miller looks to drive. They work it underneath to Summers. Back out to Miller. Miller on the left elbow over to Porter. Porter back to Miller. Miller looking to drive. Now over to Ames. Ellie inside to Kuda. Turnaround jumper's good. Kuda with 10. Parker with the basketball. Parker to her left. Gets the screen. Now passes back to her right to Pittman. Pittman, guarded by Porter. Over to Radel on the left side. Radel will bring it back to the top. Radel dishes to Parker. Parker stops up and increases three ball from long range. Gets the bounce, and it is now a four-point lead for the Cardinals, 28-24 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Porter tries to get it into Kuda, and Parker is going to steal it. Parker now with the basketball, 3 minutes left in the half. She'll get try another long-range three, and no good, and it'll go off of Summers and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Kylie Huff, Braden Allberg back into the game for Delta. Cradle with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound to Parker on the right corner, and in creation, three ball, no good. Miller with the rebound, long pass up ahead to Huff through her hands, but Summers somehow comes up with it, and then nearly and does throw it away. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Grand Valley. Delta Cabinet Company, cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Cardinals with a 28-24 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As this would be the biggest lead for the Cardinals in the game. Obviously stayed relatively close throughout so far as we are approaching halftime. And in creation, Tom Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials. And follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So out of the timeout, Cardinals with the ball. Radel across the time stretch. Over to Parker on the left side. Parker guarded by Miller. Now over to Pittman. Pittman will travel. Instead, not called. Radel comes up with the ball. Long pass back to Pittman on the left side. She'll drive. She'll pull up. Jumper no good, and Summers has the rebound. Summers works the ball up to Kuda. Kuda in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound Summers. Huff. Huff will be found as she tries to put it back, and Kylie will go to the line for two. It'll be the first foul called on Ray, and now I believe it's 17 fouls for the Cardinals. Summers misses the first of two. Can't get the second. Kuda with the rebound and the putback. Kuda with 12 on the night so far unofficially, and Delta down by two. Lob pass inside to Stark, back out to Radel. Radel bounce pass to Pittman, and the A&M Creations three ball no good. Kuda comes up with a loose ball. Kuda looks to go underneath, and it gets away from Summers. Summers frustrated with herself underneath, just took her eye off the ball. Didn't secure it. 28-26. Grand Valley on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:45 left in the half. Parker into Ray. Back out to Pittman. Now long pass to Parker from Williams. A&M Creations three ball no good. Rebound Allberg. Allberg almost traveled. Instead gets it off to Miller. Miller brings it up in the lane. Stop. Pop. Can't get it to go. Rebound Cardinals. Back on the other end now for Grand Valley. Parker stops. Jump stop out to Radel. A&M Creations three ball no good. Going to go out of bounds off of Grand Valley. And foul going to be called underneath. Allberg to the line for 1-1.
That'll be the second foul on Ray. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as Frazier and Ames back on the court. Looks like too many people came off the floor as Huff will stay on the court. So Albert converts the front end, nothing but net for Braden. And Delta was within one. She got it. Tied the score 28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And now, Kaylin Porter back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. 68 seconds left in the half, score tied at 28. Radel looks to drive, now dribbles back out, passes off to Parker. Parker, crossover, long range A&M creation, three ball, no good off the front iron. Ames with the rebound, Ames up the right side. Ames going to be fouled by Medina, and she'll go to the line for one and one. So Ellie looking to give her team the lead back here late in the first half. She will do so. Sally's first point of the game. And her second. She thanked both Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta lead 30-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 45 seconds left in the half. Pittman to her left at the top of the key, over to Radel on the left side. Radel works it back to Pittman on the left. Pittman trying to get the screen from Stark. They kick it into Stark, now back out to Parker. Parker goes baseline, now over to the left corner. This ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Porter into the Delta bench. 23 and a half seconds left, and Cardinals will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound from right in front of Delta's bench. Goes to Parker. Parker, back by midcourt. Long pass to the left and Radel. Now back to Parker. Inside to Pittman. Now they try to go underneath. Duda comes up with the steal. Duda, with a 3-on-2, is going to have it knocked out of bounds from behind by Medina. And Delta will now have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Cuda. Back out to Porter. Porter into Cuda. Cuda in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Good. Now Delta with the 4-point advantage. 1 second left and a last second heave. It's no good. So Delta's going to lead 33-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have an interview with one of the boys' coaches here. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Well, Canner back with you at halftime. Panthers lead 32-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I've got boys assistant coach Jonathan Robinson. And John Rob, big win for you guys last night over Palisade.
Yeah, you know, fun. It's fun being out there with the guys. They work really hard. And it's fun being able to talk to them in the locker room. Come out after that win, hoping to come here tonight and get a win tonight, too. So,
playing Grand Valley here tonight. Obviously, you're looking for positioning coming up in districts. If you win here tonight and Moffitt County loses to Aspen this evening, and then you guys end up beating North Fork next Thursday, you guys would clinch basically the 2 seed coming up in districts. How important is that for this team?
You know, I think the boys will be good whether they win or lose tonight, whether they're number 2 or whether they're whatever number they will be. I think that it would be very helpful. You know, Fork winning is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it really give them a boost to go into North Fork and say, we're coming in second and we're going to host upcoming whenever that is. And it's gotta be.
So, yeah, that first game would obviously be Tuesday of the district week. And you know, a home game is always nice, and not having to travel ahead of that Friday and Saturday for the quarter semis and final, of course. And that's kind of what you guys have your eyes on. It's that final against Aspen.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. You know, last time they got us, and I think that we're prepared, and we've gotten better every single day, every single game. And if we get a chance to see them down the road, then I think we're going to put up a good fight.
Now, we don't want to look too far ahead. Obviously, you've got Grand Valley here tonight. How do you guys match up with the Cardinals?
I think we match up pretty well. They beat some teams that are pretty tough. They've lost some teams that are pretty tough. I think we're all pretty much the same, but I think we're going to end up coming on top because we've had such a good streak, and we're coming in getting some good wins recently, and boys got some good confidence, so I think it'll be fun.
Sounds good. One more question for you, and I don't think I talked about this during my broadcast yesterday, but Palisade, when they did substitutions, they had a rolled-up towel that they were passing between the substitution, the players that were substituting in and out. Now, I know, you know, you and I had talked about your the Palisade coach being your ex-college coach. Was that something he did for you guys when you were in college, and do you have any insight into what that was about?
No, honestly, I've never seen that. The only thing I would think is maybe it's a Palisade that he brought up or something that I didn't even call it. We never really had that issue. So.
Okay, inquiring minds wanted to know specifically mine. So,
I have no clue, so.
John Rob, thanks for joining me at halftime. So we'll take another break. And when we come back, I'll have some first half stats for you. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Mark Cantor back with you here at halftime. Delta leads 32-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Interview with John Rudd brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Mr. Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 162 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. First half stats for the girls. Erica Kuda had 14 points, 4 boards, 2 steals. Kata Miller with 10, 1 rebound, and an assist. Several players with a couple of points, including Aubrey Frazier, Ellie Ames, Kylie Huff, and Braden Olberg. South Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So winding down time now. The girls with about 60 seconds left in the first half were actually down by 4. They had an 8-point swing to get the game back in their favor and lead by 4 at the half. So Delta just needs to continue playing their game here against this very talented and game Cardinals squad. So Delta going to have the ball to start the second half. So they'll have the Dowdy Sealing Machine inbound. Since 1985, Dowdy Sealing Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Sealing Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Ames to Porter to start the second half, and an errant buzzer as Delta will have starters back on the court, as will the Cardinals. So we'll start the second half again. I don't think the timekeeper was ready. Delta works it inside to Ames. Kuda underneath. Shot no good. She'll go to the line for a couple. Greg and Christy Stratman, RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with RE/MAX Mountain West combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 216-0274. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution already for the Cardinals as Tanner will be in the game. Third foul called on Ray, by the way, as should have made the first, miss the second. Cardinals with the ball. They try to work it inside to Tanner. Back out to Pittman. Now into the hands of Ray on the left elbow. Aiden Tracy, three balls good. And it's a two-point advantage for Delta. Porter over to Ames. Ames tries. Nope. Back out. Miller goes baseline, tries to get it to Kuda. Kuda brings it down strong, and she'll be fouled. And they're going to call a Taco Time jump ball, give possession to the Cardinals. 7:18 left in the third. 33-31 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Parker over to Pittman. Pittman back to Parker on the right side. Parker over to Radel on the left elbow. She'll go back to the top and tries to work it back to the right side, and Pittman knocked out of bounds by Frazier. Scotty Steel Machine inbound goes to Stark underneath. She'll kick it back out. Parker gets through the double team out of traffic over to Radel. I in Jason Schubach good, and Grand Valley's got the lead back. It's 34-33 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter up ahead to Ames. Ames goes baseline, gets it underneath, tries to kick it underneath to Frazier, and it goes out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Tries to lob underneath to Kuda, shot no good, and foul going to be called on the Cardinals. Eric said to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Main Street, 750 Highway 92 in Delta, that is. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Kuda makes the first. And the second, nothing but net. Erica's got 17. Quickly up ahead to Parker. Parker started by Porter. Long pass, right side. Loose ball. Parker ends up back with it on the left side. Over to Radel. Radel looks to drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Parker at the top. And they're going to foul a lane violation on the Cardinals, so a turnover back to Delta. Delta with a 35-34 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames on the left side across the time stripe. Back to her right. Tries to get it inside to Kuda. Kuda in the paint. One-hander is no good. Ames goes for the rebound, but Cardinals come up with it. Pittman over to Radel. Back into Pittman. Loose ball. Cardinals come up with it. Ends up back in the hands of Parker. Parker. Miller going to be called for the to reach in. Dowdy stealing the shoes. Excuse me. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Summers and Hop into the game. Dowdy stealing the shoe. Inbound goes to Parker. Parker, over to Pittman. Pittman looks for the screen, splits the double team. Runner in the lane, good, and Cardinals retake the lead, 36-35 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5.5 left in the third. Huff in the Kuda, turnaround jumper, good, and Delta has the lead back. Parker. To Pittman. Pittman looking for the screen. Now back to Parker on the left. Spots up. And in Jason three balls. Good. So Grand Valley answers. And will take the lead 39-37 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Cardinals. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. This Delta Cabinet Company. .com for all your cabinet needs, Delta Cabinet Company. So once again, our team's in a slugfest here, back and forth to start the second half. Cardinals with a two-point advantage. 5 minutes left in the third. Delta will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Daddy Steel Machine inbound. Medina providing a little pressure as Huff passes across to Miller. Miller at the top over to Huff. Huff long pass to Porter. Porter. Miller at the top around to Huff left elbow. Back to Miller. Miller thought about the three. Instead, Porter will take it from the right elbow. Shot no good. Rebound Huff. Huff with the runner in the lane. It's good. Kylie with four. And the score's tied at 39 on Sunflower Room scoreboard. Pittman kicks it out to Radel. Back to Pittman. Right corner and in. Facing three ball. Rims in and out. Kuda with the rebound. Kuda scanning the court. Kuda underneath. Dishes to Summers. Summers has the ball get away from her. It goes directly to Miller. Miller misses the jumper, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Miller makes the first and the second. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Braden Allbird back into the game. Cradle over to Pittman. Pittman looking. Pittman to her left. And she's going to lob it over the head of Parker, who was cutting back toward Pittman. A little miscommunication gives the ball back to the Panthers. Porter gets the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound up ahead to Miller. Miller back to Porter. Porter over to Allbird, back out to Miller. Miller looking. A little fake on the pass. And she will have her pass to Huff. Picked up by Radel. Radel can't get the shot to go, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Officials may have missed a foul down on this end against Delta, but contact, no call. Delta tries to work it inside to Allbird, to Summer, excuse me, outlets to Huff. Allbird gets the ball, goes really and in. Braden with four, and Delta's built their lead back up. Delta with a four-point advantage. 43-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:20 left in the third. Pass underneath to Pittman. Can't get the reverse lay-in to go. And Miller comes up with the rebound. Miller up the near side. Up ahead to Summers. And she's fouled from behind. As Miller goes sliding head first toward the basket. Third foul called on Medina. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Summers. Summers out to Taya Smith, who's freshly into the game. Porter to Huff at the top. Huff over to Smith. Smith, jumper just inside the arc, no good. Summers with the rebound. Taya Smith coming off of a knee injury, her first action last night for senior night in Delta. Just adds another piece to the puzzle. That is the Delta Panthers down the stretch here. Summers to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Can't get the shot to go as Huff rebound put back, and they're going to say a partial block out of bounds off of the Cardinals. So Delta has possession. Huff to Porter at the top. Porter, little dribble, over to Smith. Smith to Porter. Porter, up. Up inside the arc. Now dribbles baseline. Bitch gets it back out to Porter just inside the arc on the left side. Shot no good. Rebound, nope. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. 2:32 left in the quarter. Delta leads 45-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Smith to Summers. Summers just inside the arc. Jumper no good. Rebound by the Cardinals. Pittman back up the court. Over to Parker. And in creation. Three ball no good. And a foul going to be called on Porter, who is late getting over to defend. And that'll send Parker to the line for three. Greg and Christy Stratman, BMAX Mountain West free throws. Taco Time's a quick service. Oh, they're going to say it was on the floor before the shot. Parker with the basketball, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Radel. Radel long pass to Parker. Parker, a little crossover, goes baseline, heaves it off the back of the backboard and out of bounds. Parker asking why there wasn't a foul for contact. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as a full line change comes for Delta. Kuda Frazier, Miller, Ames, and Kayla Dyer onto the hardwood floor of the Panthers. A little north of two left in the third quarter. Delta leads 45-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's biggest lead of the game. Ames to bring it up for the Panthers. Ames over to Geyer. Geyer One dribble back to Ames at the top. Ames in the paint. Dishes to Frazier and a foul called away from the ball. Foul going to be called on Radel. That'll be her third. Make it second. Stack the inbound. Goes to the first person there. And it's Frazier. Aubrey with four. Delta with an 8-point advantage. Pittman with the basketball for the Cardinals. To Parker. Long range. A&M Grayson's three ball scored. That's up by the Cardinals. I'll tell you what. Abby Rose Parker's got some range to her beyond the arc. Delta needs to watch her. 47-42 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta with the lead. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief. Since 1999, call to make an appointment today. 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. So Delta with a 5-point advantage coming out of the timeout. 1:37 left in the third. Delta will have possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Miller. Now back to Ames. Ames tries to back her way in. Kicks it out to Miller. A&M Creations 3 ball. That's an air ball. Miller with the flop. Delta's going to come up with the rebound, though. Ames with the basketball. Ames to her right. A little bit of a push. Not called. Kick out to Miller. Miller may have traveled, also not called. Judah in the lane. Turn around jumper. No good. She'll come up with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Ames. Now Miller on the right side. Jumper no good. Rebound Miller. Miller puts it up. No good. Fight for the loose ball. And Taco Time jump ball call. Possession going to go to Delta. Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Kuda. Kuda brings it back out. Turn around. Thought she was going to go for the jumper. Now kicks it out to Geyer on the outlet. Now Ames. Ames drives the lane. Stops. Pops 10 foot. Sometimes better to be lucky than good. And that was the case there for Ames. Pittman drives and tries to kick it out. Ames comes up with the steal. Ellie. Brings it all the way. A little forearm shiver to Parker. She gets there. Kicks it out to Kuda. Shot no good. Like I said, this game was bound to be a little physical here as Kaylin Porter comes in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Parker dishes to Pittman. Pittman over to Radel on the right side. Radel. Long skip pass to Parker again at the left side. She'll back up toward half court. She'll get a screen from Tanner. Pass it off to the right side and Radel. Now Pittman on the left elbow. Gets Ames jumping. Shot blocked. Up ahead to Ames. Ames stops. Pops at the buzzer. A&M Creations three ball. No good. At the end of three, Delta with a 7-point advantage, 49-42 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, paint service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel Machine. Getting ready to start the final stanza of action here. Delta Girls ahead of the Grand Valley Cardinals, 49-42 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Erica Kuda with 18 points, 5 rebounds unofficially. Tatum Miller's poured in 12 with 2 boards. Cardinals with possession to start the quarter. Parker to bring it up. Parker over to Radel on the left side. Inside to start. Back out to Radel. Left corner and Pittman inside. Ball kicked around. Shooter comes up with it. Up ahead to Frazier. Frazier one on two. Has it stolen and gets it back. Loose ball. Porter comes up with it. Ames in the lane underneath to Frazier. Off her hands. Miller comes up with a loose ball, and Miller will get the... Looks like we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Delta. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. 51-42 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Largest lead of the game for the Panthers. As they start to pull away a little bit here in the fourth quarter, I'll admit several non-calls on fouls that could have been called against Delta here in the third quarter. Parker. Looking to Radel. Now over to Pittman on the right side. Inside to Tanner. Tanner trapped. It's going to be fouled. I think this is called on Tudor or Frazier. Looks like it's going to be called on Frazier. That'll be Aubrey's first. Long inbound to Parker on the left elbow. Parker drives just inside the arc. And it's good. 51-44 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter brings it up for the Panthers very quickly. Porter tries to pass off and she'll throw it away. Radel with the basketball over to Pittman. Pittman splits the double team instead, has it stolen by Miller. And now Ellie Ames at the top of the key over to Porter. Porter spots up. And in creation, three ball no good off the front iron. Rebound and put back by Miller. Tatum with 15. Parker. Back by half court. Little zone defense from Delta. Over to Pittman. Pittman gets the screen. Now works it back to Radel on the left side. Radel. Now Ray. Ray over to Tanner. Tanner dribbles out. Excuse me. That's Pittman. Pittman over to Parker on the left side. Excuse me. Parker at the top from Radel over to Ray. Ray now going to drive. In the lane, foul going to be called on Tudor. Could have hoped to draw the charge, didn't happen. And Ray the line for two Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throws. Integrations on Main in Delta, but a 2021 best all-around restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date. On everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Grand Lakes Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Summers and Huff back into the game for Delta. Ray missed the first but made the second. And Delta will lead 53-45 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:11 left in the game. Delta bringing it up to court. Miller over to Huff. Huff around to Porter. Back to Huff at the top. Huff puts the ball on the floor. Now we'll pass off to Miller. Miller out to Porter. Porter to Huff. Huff in the lane. Oh, tried to get it over to Miller and was offline on the pass. Out of bounds. Turnover to the Cardinals. Parker. To bring it across the time stripe, Parker moves to her right, gets the screen, gets in between the double team and gets it out to Radel. Radel inside. Now they go back out. Summers with the steal. Excuse me, that was Miller. They get it to Porter. Now in the paint, Sakuda. Shot no good. Rebound by the Cardinals. Parker, the top. Parker in the lane from the free throw line. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Taco time jump ball called, and Delta will have possession. Miller back to Huff. Huff to bring it across the time strike. Passes ahead to Miller. Now over to Porter. Porter back to Huff at the top. Over to Miller left side. Miller will now dribble right back to the top of the key. Huff to Porter. Porter inside to Summers. Summers high off the glass. It's good. Taylor's first 3 points of the game. Back the other way now for the Cardinals. Medina inside to Tanner, and a taco time jump ball called. Could have been a travel on the Cardinals. Instead, they'll have possession. 4:48 left in the game. Self leads by 10, 55-45 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Late substitution by the Panthers. Brand Mason Motorsports substitution as Allbird checks back into the game. Inbound goes to Parker, deep A&M Creations, three ball. Summers comes up with the basketball on the rebound, and she'll draw the foul. I think Taylor's going to go to the line for 1-1 as the first foul called on Parker. Actually going to be called on Medina. That'll be her third. Make it fourth. As Summers drains the first Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Gets the second as well. Taylor Summers with 4 points unofficially on the evening. Parker quickly up the floor. Parker. Over to Radel. Radel. Pass to Parker. Parker on the right side. Back to Radel on the left. Tries to get it over to Chittenden in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Allbird. Brand Mason Motorsports substitution for the Cardinals is raised back into the game. They'll stack the inbound. Scotty Steel Machine inbound goes to Ray. Now back to Radel. Radel over to Pittman out of the left corner. Pittman back to the right now. Top to Radel. Now left elbow for Pittman. Pittman in the lane. Rattles it home. Once again, 10-point advantage for Delta. 57-47 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Up on the left side. Now Porter at the top. Porter picks up her dribble, gets it to Cuda. Now back to Porter at the top. Tries to work it inside to Allbird. Knocked away, but still ends up in Allbird's hands. Chess Academy Company timeout called by head coach Kyle Crowder. Brand Mason Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, stay status. Brand Mason Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department for certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brand Mason Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brand Mason Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta leads 57-47 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I think the Cardinals have 17 fouls while Delta only has 4. So Delta in the bonus. Delta will have possession coming out of the timeout. Kylie Huff with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. She'll get it to Porter. Porter on the perimeter. Porter over to Huff. Huff now back to her left. They're trying to get it inside to Cuda. She'll kick it back out to Allbird at the top. Allbird to Huff. Huff to Cuda. Cuda steps back. Now she'll dribble in the lane. Goes from the left to the right side now. Back into the lane. Cuda tries to dish it underneath. It goes out of bounds. Erica a little frustrated with herself on that pass. 3.5 left in the game. Radel with the basketball over to Parker. Parker to Pittman. Pittman now dribbles out of the left corner. Long pass to Radel on the right side. Into the right corner. And Parker and Tracy's three ball. No good. Rebound Hop. Hop falls back. Lets everybody pass her. Gets it up to Auburn on the right elbow. Auburn will dribble to her right. Now dish it to Kuda. Out of bounds off of Erica. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Miller Ames and Fraser back on the floor for the Panthers. Starters on the floor now for Delta. Delta leads 57-47 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3 minutes left in the game. Parker lobs it into Ray. Ray outlet to Radel. Radel to Parker on the right side, knocked away by Porter. Porter can't get it. Grand Valley gets it back. Parker in the lane. Shot over Kuda's no good, but Parker the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience, going Delta County real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So Parker can't get the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Medina back in the game for the Cardinals. Parker with a deep breath at the charity stripe. Second free throw off the back iron. She misses them both. Kuda comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Miller. Back out to Frazier. Frazier dribbles to her left. Now aims at the top. Back to Miller. Miller, little spin move on the right side inside the Kuda. Dishes to Ames. Ames over to Frazier. Frazier has the ball taken away from her by Radel. And Porter with the foul. That'll be three on Kaylin. Delta maintains a 10-point advantage. 2:27 left in the game. Parker lobs it up to Pittman. Pittman at the free throw line. Jump shot, good. They left her open, and she took it. Ames quickly across the time stripe. Tries to work it inside. The Kuda bounces away from Erica and out of bounds off of Grand Valley. Medina dove down to get it, and the ball got away from her out of bounds. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Porter from Ames. And Medina going to be called for the foul. That'll be her fifth. So Medina's fouled out of the game. Tanner will make the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Porter will go to the line for 1-1. Porter misses, rebound Ray, and Grand Valley's got the ball back. Parker, long pass to Pittman. Pittman to the top, and that pass going to be taken away by Frazier. Up ahead to Miller. Miller to Ames at the top. Ames over to Porter. Porter on the right side, long skip pass to Miller. Now Ames. Ames in the lane to Frazier, back out to Miller. Miller dribbles to her right, Porter, as Delta's going to work some clock now. 90 seconds left in the game. Delta leads 57-49 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller gets the ball back by midcourt, and Parker will foul, sending Miller to the line for 1-1 at Greg and Christy Stratman, CMAX Mountain West free throw. Delta Ace Hardware's been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121. What's going to Sun River Drive? Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Miller makes the front end of that. So she'll receive the second shot. And gets the roll on the second. Tatum with 17 points. Able to bring it up for the Cardinals. Into Tanner, back out to Parker, long pass to the other side, and Radel. They try to work it into Ray. Kuda comes up with the steal. Kuda to Porter. Porter's going to be fouled.
It'll be called on Parker. That's her third, fourth. And Delta will be in the double. First free throw from Porter's good. Believe it or not, folks, that's Kay Lynn's first point of the game. She makes them both. Pittman to bring it up for the Cardinals. Into Tanner, back out to Pittman. Pittman on the right side. 60 seconds left in the game. Parker, A&N Creations three ball is an A&N Creations air ball. And Delta will have possession. Less than 60 now in the game. Delta looking like they're going to win this one. Cuda across the time stretch. Cuda crossover in the paint. Now back out to Porter. Porter to Miller and a foul on Parker. That'll be her fifth. If that is indeed who it was on, it was on Radel. That'll be her third. Porter to the line for two. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Porter misses the first, makes the second. Delta leads 62-49 on the Sunflower Green scoreboard. 45 seconds left in the game. Parker in the paint. She'll be called for a carry. And a turnover going to go back to Delta. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound in front of the Cardinals bench. Looks like we're going to get some man pressure now. Nope, 2-2-1 man pressure. Miller underneath to Frazier. She'll get the bucket. Frazier with six. 30 seconds left in the game. Parker sets the screen. In the ray. Back out to Parker. A&N Creations three ball. No good. Radel tracks down the loose ball. Tries to pass underneath to Tanner, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Cuda. Grand Valley maintains possession. They've got the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound underneath to Ray. Can't get the jumper to go, and Frazier will have the rebound. She'll be fouled. Looks like Cuda's going to be called for the foul underneath, and Ray to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. So, that was a late foul call. 15.5 seconds left in the game, and this is just basically elementary. As Delta leads 64-50 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Second shot's no good after Ray makes her first. Cuda comes up with the rebound. Cuda up ahead to Ames. Ames gets past the defender, and she's going to be whipped around by Tanner as she approaches the top of the arc. So Ames to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Ames thinks, oh, she missed the second, made the first. Ellie with five. Parker with the ball. Puts up a 8-inch racing three ball at the buzzer. It counts, but doesn't matter. Delta's going to win 65-53. Player of the game going to be Tatum Miller. She's going to have 18 points, three boards, a couple of assists, and two steals. Erica Cuda with a really good game as well. She had 19, seven boards, three steals, and a block. Aubrey Frazier with 6 points, four boards, and a steal. Ellie Ames, 5 points. Two rebounds, two assists, and two steals. Kylie Huff with 4 points, a couple of boards, an assist, and a steal. Taylor Summers with 4 points and four boards. Greg Nallberg contributed with 4 points and a rebound. Kaylin Porter, 2 points, two rebounds, and an assist. And that looks like it's it for the Panthers.
Cup closes out the regular season with a trip down Highway 92 to take on North Fork next Thursday. Girls will tip off at 6 p.m. and my coverage will start just before that. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 65, Grand Valley 53. Stick around because my coverage of the boys taking on the Bulldogs is coming up. Plus, in just a few minutes, I'll have Panther Pride. Stay tuned. Mark Tanner back with you here for Panther Pride. Panther Pride brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. State swimming competition started today in Thornton. Both relay swam personal record times for the season, while Jillian Carlson made the B finals in the 200 meter and the A finals in the 100 breaststroke. Both will take place tomorrow. Regional wrestling at Western Colorado University in Gunnison today. Hope to have some results from that on Thursday, and speech national qualifiers in Grand Junction this weekend. I'm here with Delta senior Nathan Scharnhorst, and Nathan, an honorary senior for this basketball team, I think, is what they're calling you this year. You've been in the program, you know, all 4 years. Obviously, you suffered your foot injury during the football season and took you out of both football as well as basketball, as you continue to recover. Got to take that coming back for track, though.
Yes.
What events do you run in track?
So I run 100, 200, 4x1,
4x2. Okay. And you've recently signed your letter of intent with Western State College in Gunnison to play football as well as run track. Missing out on your football season, how exciting is it to get a chance with a good D2 school like Western?
Oh, it's so exciting, man. Just to get back on that field again, be playing football at the next highest level that I can, and get to play with a lot of new teammates and meet a lot of new people. So it's extremely exciting.
Now, you're going to be a two-sport athlete at Gunnison. You and I were talking about this earlier. You're going to play football and run track. You said you're going to run in the 4x1. And the 100, right, at Western?
And then the 60 during the indoor, most likely.
Okay. And you'll play defensive back for Western. You know, you had a little experience playing DB before you got hurt.
Yeah.
But mainly you've been a quarterback and wide receiver. How different is it going from the offensive side of the field to the defensive side on a primary basis?
I mean, really, just on that defensive side, it's a completely different mindset. But I think that playing quarterback for the last 2 years will really help me see the field and know how to play that safety position a lot better, because it's kind of the quarterback of the defense. You got to help people get where they need to go. And so I think playing defense will be a lot more fun, just because I won't really have to manage every single person, but I'll still get to be kind of a leader on the field.
Very good, very good. So it is your senior year, obviously, and we look back at your time at Delta High School. Who's been your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher, I mean, it's hard. We got a lot of great teachers at Delta, but I'd have to say definitely Mr. Ainge or Mr. Mitchell, just because, you know, I got that connection with both of them from sports. Mr. Ainge, he's a basketball coach. He just makes every single class period a blast to be in, and same with Mr. Mitchell, just because really his class is about real life and that kind of stuff, so it just makes it so much more fun to come to class every day. And Mr. M comes with a great attitude every day, and along with Mr. Mitchell.
Very good. Both definitely popular teachers with students I've talked to. So Nate, you know, it's been great getting to know you through football and baseball this year, and good luck to you next year at Western.
Yeah, thank you.
Delta senior Nate Scharnhorst joining me for Panther Pride. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I will have the boys' basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Thank you.
quarter. He's on the special.
Welcome back to Grand Valley High School. As the boys get ready to face the Cardinals, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys up their record to 7-10 last night with their convincing 64-53 defeat of Palisade. Braden Sprouse scored 13, while Tucker Johnson had 12 points and 8 boards. Panthers will look to lock down at least a third-place finish in the Western Slope League, if not second, with a win over Grand Valley tonight. Cardinals are 7-8 overall, 3-3 in league, so this game tonight is definitely about positioning and securing a first-round home game in district. Obviously, if Delta can find a way to contain him, and him is senior Emilio Garcia, who leads this Cardinals team by averaging 23 points and 6 rebounds a game. If Delta can contain them, they have a good shot at winning the game. Take a look at the lineups now. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So take a look at the non-starters for the Panthers, starting off with number 1, junior Joe Rosales, number 4, junior Connor Workman, number 11, senior Diego Gutierrez, number 12, sophomore Ryland Bynum, number 21, Brendan Bear, he's a senior, number 33, senior Hunter Goff. Now the starters for the Panthers. Number 2, senior Johnny Guthrie. Number 5, junior Braden Sprout. Number 10, sophomore Landon Clay. Number 15, sophomore Tucker Johnson. And number 22, junior Easton Bear. Right up for the Grand Valley Cardinals, we'll start with the non-starters. Number 0, Stephen Hicks. Number 2, Caden Amos. Number 4, Cade Sackett. Number 5, Alex Alegria. Number 11, Brandon Garcia. Number 13, Miguel Rojas. Number 22, Andrew Horner. Number 23, Aiden Jan. Number 24, Michael Friedrich. And number 41, Justin France. The starters for the Cardinals, number 1, Emilio Garcia. Number 3, AJ Alegria. Number 15, Caleb Pressler. Number 21, Ethan Rojas. And number 31, Cody Collier. So, tip-off just ahead is brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. that you go to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Are you looking for the latest new products and machines, or today's best clothing and accessories? They've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So finishing up the starting lineup introductions here in the gym. As they alternate back and forth between teams. Head coach for the Cardinals, Jeremy Tanner, and of course Rob Ames, the head man here in Delta, has been for the last 3 years. An assistant before that, took over from the prior coach, Devon Mitchell. And then joined me at the broadcast position. So hope to get Ron back with me someday soon. As looks like we're ready to go here. Easton Bear to tip for Delta. And we'll wait and see who comes out to the logo for the Cardinals. It's going to be Caleb Pressler.
Go Cardinals!
Delta wearing their road greens, black numbers, white outline. It's the white home unis for the Cardinals, red numbers with the black outline. And Delta going to control the tip. Dish goes to Johnson. Tucker J. Ann and Tracy Streeball to start the game. Great start for Delta. Cardinals now. Garcia to bring it up. Garcia over to Rojas. Back to Garcia. Garcia head fake. Steps back. Long pass over to Alegria. Alegria now to Rojas at the top. Back to Garcia. Ann and Tracy Streeball. No good. Rebound by Delta, loose ball. Now Bear comes up with it. Justine spots up from the same place Tucker J did. A&E creates the three ball, no good. Loose ball again, and Cardinals will come up with the rebound there. Garcia once again for Grand Valley. Bob pass over to Alegria. Alegria back to Garcia. Now Rojas pass over to Garcia. Garcia
to Alegria. Now Rojas inside the arc. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound by Clay. Up at DeGustine, back to Lando. Lando over to Johnson, A&M Creations, three ball, no good off the front iron, and Cardinals come up with the basketball again. Rojas to bring it up. Rojas crossover, kicks out to Garcia, long range, A&M Creations, three ball, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker J looks to his right, he gets in the lane. One-handed runner, no good. Rebound Bears. Bear put back. Police to the line for one. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Easton doesn't come anywhere close to the rim. And Grand Valley will have the ball. Delta leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:25 left in the first. Garcia up ahead to Rojas. This is Miguel Rojas from the right corner, and shot no good. It'll go out of bounds off of Delta. Actually, a foul going to be called. That'll be the first on Johnson. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound left corner to Ethan Rojas. It's no good. Rebound Johnson. And now Clay. Long pass up ahead to Sprout. Sprout pulls it down and then tries to save it from going out of bounds. Goes off of Ethan Rojas, and Delta will have possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Bear on the right side, over to Gassine. Gassine in the lane, through the double team shot blocked, but Delta's going to come up with the ball. Bear, hooping the harm. Miguel Rojas got in Easton's way, and Easton will go to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West combined 41 years of experience doing Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. As Sprout comes up with the rebound, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. They worked the ball inside the Bear. He'll miss the first shot, get the rebound, and the putback. Easton now has six. Garcia on the right side, now back to the top. Garcia over to Pressler. Pressler underneath. This one's going to go off the fingertips of Allegra and out of bounds. Trying to make Motorsports substitution for the Cardinals. Collier back onto the floor as is Rojas. It works. Delta works the ball inside. Johnson can't get the shot to go. Taco time jump ball called on the rebound. Grand Valley with the possession. Looks like Miguel Rojas to bring it across the time stripe. Up ahead to Garcia. Garcia back to Rojas. Rojas has his shot blocked by Johnson. Delta may have lured Rojas into a false sense of security as a bullet strike underneath the bucket to convert the bucket. Points for Easton as the ball saved by the Cardinals and now out of bounds. No foul going to be called on Delta. Maybe. Officials haven't signaled it yet. It may have just gone out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Landon Clay. That'll be his first. Cup leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound goes to Collier. Collier in the paint. Now out to Ethan Rojas, and in creation three ball, no good. Rebound Garcia. He's on the baseline. Reverse. Blocked by Bear.
Delta back the other way, right to left, bullet pass from Clay to a cutting Dossine, and that ball will go out of off of Johnny G's hands and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Delta as Brendan Bear and Ryland Bynum check in. Easton Bear and Johnny G have a seat. 4:20 left in the first. Garcia for the Cardinals. This is to Miguel Rojas. Rojas to Collier. Collier guarded very closely by Sprout. Now into the left corner to Ethan Rojas. Now underneath the Collier shot. No good. Rebound Johnson. Johnson up ahead to Bynum. Bynum slams on the brakes and then kicks it over to Clay. Tries to get it inside to a cutting Johnson, but Cardinals able to get in front of that one. Rojas all the way to the hoop. Miguel with contact, no foul called. And now again, in the paint. Brendan Bear goes for the shot, and he'll be fouled as he goes up to the line for two now. She has helped to relax with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room, Melt the Pain and Stress Away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Brendan makes the first. And the second. First 2 points for Brendan, and Delta with a 13-0 run. Garcia. To Miguel Rojas. Rojas over to Amos. Amos dribbles to his left. This is to Garcia. Now over to Rojas, inside to Collier. Collier in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. He's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Canning Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekend specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Canning Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Collier's first free throw bounces off the back iron straight up and down through. And this is the second off the back iron. So Cardinals get on the board. It's 13-1 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, just north of three here in the first. Bynum tries to kick it underneath the Bear. Instead turns it over. Cardinals up ahead to Garcia. Garcia guarded very closely by Bynum. Pushes to Brandon Garcia inside the Collier. Ball on the floor, and we're going to have a stop of time jump ball called as Hunter Goff went to the floor to force it. Delta will have possession. Kressler checks back in with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Cardinals. We're going to get some man pressure here as Clay lobs it up ahead to Bear. Bear's going to have it knocked out of bounds from him off of Amos. Delta maintains possession. Clay to the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Bynum. Now over to Sprout. Sprout drives the lane. Finger roll good. That's Braden's first 3 points of the game. Delta leads 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Garcia at the top. Now to Collier. Runner in the lane, no good. Rebound Bear. Second rebound from Brendan, and Bynum on the right side. It's going to go out of bounds off of Grand Valley. Hunter Goff with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goff over to Sprout in the left corner. Sprout around the defender. Now underneath to Bear. Brendan off the glass. It's good. Garcia quickly back the other way. Right to left for the Cardinals. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Grand Valley. Dish to Garcia. Shot no good. He'll get his own rebound. Off the glass. It's no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. 1:55 left here in the first period. Delta leads 17-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. it'll be the second foul on Bear. Delta now has four team fouls. And I think the Cardinals do as well. Not quite a full line change on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers, but Justine and Houston Bear back into the game. Connor Workman in as well. Garcia makes the first free throw. And can't get the second. Houston Bear with the rebound. 17-2, Delta leads on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum has it stolen from behind. Garcia is the one-on-one with Justine. Can't get the lay-in, but he'll go to the line for two. It'll be the first foul called on Johnny G. 15 foul for the Panthers. Garcia, 50% on his free throws so far. And a discussion over the scorer's table, not sure as to why. As Garcia will go to the line for two. He'll take a couple of breaths there at the basket, put it up, and gets it to rattle in. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as it's going to be Diego Gutierrez checking into the game for the Panthers. Gutierrez, a team and a fan favorite here. He's a senior, only been playing basketball for 3 years. Has a role on this team, though, and accepts that. Rylan Bynum gets the ball and the bucket. Back the other way for Grand Valley. Amos goes baseline. He'll be fouled by Easton Bear. And Amos to the line for two. Greg and Christian Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. 1:23 left in the first. Delta leads 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Amos will make the first. And the second. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Cardinals as Alex Alegria will check into the game. Bynum, Dowdy Steel Machine inbound to Workman, back to Bynum. Bynum surveys the court. A little bit of a crossover as he crosses the time stripe. Distance to Gustine. Gustine guarded by Garcia. Gustine tries to get by him, gets in the lane, has it knocked away, but Bear picks it up. Bear to Gustine in the right corner. Around the Workman, ball knocked up in the air. Bear comes down with it in the paint. Easy runner. Floater no good, and Garcia comes up with the ball. 60 seconds left in the quarter. Garcia kicks it out to Miguel Rojas. No good. And a foul on the floor. Going to be called on Delta. It'll be the first foul called on Workman, and that'll send Pressler to the line for 1-1. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West, free throw forthcoming from Pressler. It'll step up to the line. And it's no good off the back iron. Rebound Bynum. Bynum to Gustine. Gustine across the timeline, Gustine tries to get it to Bear, loose ball. Cardinals come up with it. Up ahead to Garcia. Brandon Garcia is fouled. I think that's by Johnny G. That'll be his second. 18 foul on Delta, and I think the Cardinals have five. A little less than 32 seconds left in the quarter, and Delta with a 19-6 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Garcia's shot is good. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. AJ Alegria back into the game for the Cardinals. Garcia's second shot rattles home. So 19-8 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Bynum up the far sideline. In the lane, off the glass. Are they going to count it? Foul. Going to be called on Garcia. They're going to say it was on the floor before Bynum went for the shot. The Delta will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Will be the second on Garcia. Inbound goes to Workman. Long pass to Bynum on the other side. He's able to pluck it out of the air, but they're going to say he went out of bounds. Steps on the sideline. So it'll be a turnover back to the Cardinals. Garcia to Miguel Rojas. Long pass over to Brandon Garcia. Now at the top, that's going to be steal by Bynum. Bynum can't get it to go off the glass, but Justine there for the follower. And at the buzzer, shot goes off the backboard by Miguel Rojas. No good. And the end of one, Delta leads 21-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta jumping out to a 13-0 lead before the Cardinals able to score their first point. Came on a free throw. And Delta's just kind of been cruising from there. Delta's been guilty this season of jumping out to a pretty good-sized advantage and taking their foot off the gas and becoming a little complacent, letting their opponent back into the game. Honestly, that's how they lost to Central earlier this week. Or, excuse me, last week. I think Central was just this last Saturday, as a matter of fact. So Delta needs to keep the pedal to the metal here and keep it going. You know, a double-digit lead's nice, but the only score that matters is the one on the board at the end. So Cardinals with the basketball to start the second quarter. Shot by the Cardinals, no good, and Alegria getting his rebound twice and the putback. Half-court zone pressure from the Cardinals as Bynum brings it across. Bynum picks up his dribble. Gets it to Gossin. Gossin guarded very tightly by Miguel Rojas. Gossin with a crossover. Gossin tries to go underneath to Bear and has it intercepted by Garcia. Emilio Garcia shot no good. Rebound Gossin. Outlets to Workman. Then back to Johnny G. Now up to Bynum. Bynum at the top to Gossin, who's going to drive. Back to Bynum. Bynum now in the lane. Bynum. Floater no good. Tries to get his own rebound. Can't. Cardinals with the ball. Long pass up ahead to Garcia. Emilio ain't increasing three ball. No good. Rebound by Gossin. Gossin needs to watch his stick. Has the ball stolen by Amos to get it up ahead to Brandon Garcia. He gets underneath. Now kicks it back out to Miguel Rojas. Now Emilio Garcia at the top. And increasing three ball is good. 21-13 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little less than 6.5 left in the half. Bynum looks to drive, dishes to Gossin at the top. Little give and go, Workman. Now into the paint and Bear. Turnaround jumper's good. Easton's got 10. Garcia with the basketball. Dishes to Alegria. Now in to Amos. Excuse me, that's AJ Alegria. This is the shot. In the lane, a little spinning move, jumps it underneath to Alex Alegria for the high percentage bucket. This is what I was talking about. Delta's starting to let Grand Valley get back into it. has got Fiend, Vicious, the Workman back on the other end, and this one's going to go through the wickets on Bear. Luckily, Gutierrez there to recover, and now into the hands of Ryland Bynum. Bynum drives the lane, can't get the bucket. Loose ball, and Garcia comes up with it for the Cardinals. Cardinals with a crossover. Dishes to Alex Allegria. Now at the top of the key, and Miguel Rojas. Long pass over to Brandon Garcia. Garcia now tries to get it inside to A.J. Allegria. They're going to lose it, and Ryland Bynum is going to be tackled to the hardwood. Ryland picking up the tough foul there. Second one called on, I believe, Miguel Rojas. Delta will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. 5:07 left in the half. Goes to Clay in the backcourt. Clay, little stop and start. Gets in the lane, puts up a wild shot, no good. Ball goes off of Delta and out of bounds. Then makes another switch substitution as I believe this is Butler checking back into the game. And now Garcia to bring it up. 4:55 left in the half. Delta leads 23-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Over to Miguel Rojas. Rojas to Garcia. A&M creates a three ball. No good. Fight for the rebound. Clay going to come up with it. To Tucker J in the corner underneath the Bear. Easton, turnaround jumper off the front rim. No good. Rebound Pressler. Cardinals going back the other direction. Garcia, a little crossover. Bounce pass to Miguel Rojas. A&M creates a three ball. No good. Rebound Clay. Clay across the time stripe. All the way in the lane underneath the Bear. Bounces up high. Easton tries to go off the glass. Can't get it to drop, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. First one from Easton, no good. Easton will drain the second. He's got 11. Now Brendan Mayer will check in for him on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Delta leads 24-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more than 4 minutes left. Loose ball picked up by Sprout. Sprout, one on two, can't get it to go off the glass. No foul called after the contact. Cardinals come up with the rebound. It's going to be Alex Allegria. Over to Miguel Rojas. Rojas inside the press for kicks it out to Garcia. Garcia, little crossover now in the paint to A.J. Allegria. Shot no good. Rebound by Pressler. Put back no good, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Clay in the paint. Out to Sprout on the right corner. Tries to get it inside the Bear, and it's going to go off of Brendan's hand and into Pressler's for the Cardinals with the turnovers. Miguel Rojas. Crossover. Over to Garcia. Emilio Garcia drains the long range and creates three balls. And it's a 6-point lead for Delta. Joaquin quickly across the time stripe now in the lane. Off the glass, it's good. Johnny G with four. As Delta answers right back. Miguel Rojas. Garcia. Garcia at the top. Inside to Pressler. Spins. Can't get it to go on the finger roll, but he's going to go to line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman rematch. Mountain West free throw. It's going to be called on Clay. That's Lando's second 19 foul for the Panthers. Looks like the Cardinals have six. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Just see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs.
So Presley makes the first. Trey makes another quick substitution. Kate Namath back into the game for the Cardinals. Back to a six-point advantage for Delta, 26-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:40 left in the first half. Clay gets the screen from Johnson. Goes inside off of Johnson. Subert now back to Johnson off the glass. Johnson's got five. Amos with the basketball. Inside, going to lose it. Pressler comes up with it. Back to the top, now back out to Garcia on the left side. Garcia is going to drive. Shot is, I think, blocked. Delta in transition, going to throw it away. As that one got out too far in front of Braden Sprout. Little north of 2 minutes left in the half. Delta leads 28-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Garcia with the ball for the Cardinals. Emilio over to Alex Alegria, back to Garcia, over to Amos, left side, and in creation, three balls good. 5-point lead for Delta. Clay, looking for the screen, gets it. Stops, pops, two ball, no good. Rebound by Pressler. Amos, at the top of the key, over to Garcia. Garcia now in the paint. Lobs it inside to Pressler. Knocked away by Bear. Over to Clay. To Sprout. And in Jason Streeball from the right corner. It's good. Braden with five. And Delta back to an 8-point lead. Garcia looking to answer. Gets the three ball. And in Jason Streeball of his own. And it's back to a 5-point Delta advantage. Clay directing some traffic, asking for a screen from Johnson. Clay, outlet to Gossine. Gossine, again, looking for the screen. Gets it from Tucker J. Gossine picks up his dribble and increases. Three ball from Johnny G is good. 7 points for Gossine. 45 seconds left in the half as it's raining three. And the ball's going to get away from Garcia. Gossine goes high off the glass. As Delta's built their lead back to 10. Amos inside to Pressler. Pressler in the paint. Floater no good. Rebound by Collier. And then out of bounds off the Cardinals. Less than 22 seconds left in the half. Clay with the basketball for the Panthers. Johnson, right corner. A&M Jason's three ball no good. Rebound. Brendan Bear. Bear in the paint. Has it knocked away. And Alegria comes up with the basketball. Alex Alegria over to Garcia. Emilio Garcia puts up a prayer of an A&M Jason three ball at the buzzer. It's no good. And after jumping out to a 13-0 lead to start the game, Delta has built their lead back to 10 at 36-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Cardinals got as close as, I believe, five in that first half before Delta able to rebuild their lead of sorts. We'll take a break. Not sure we're going to get girls head coach Kyle Crowder here at halftime, but we're going to try. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance. Mark Kenner with you here at halftime. Delta leads 36-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I've got Bills head coach Kyle Crowder here with me now. And Kyle, big win here tonight.
It was big win. You know, this kind of setting us up to finish off the season the way that we want to be. And we knew it was going to be a tough place to play, and we knew what we were capable of doing.
Always a physical contest when you face Grand Valley and tonight no different than normal, and there's a good possibility we're going to face them again down the road here in district.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm proud of my girls.
I agree with you. We've got Northport coming up on Thursday, final game of the season. Definitely want to finish out the season strong.
For sure, you know, we're going to be ready for that one. We have to have three days back, and we have to have a practice. So, spend a little bit of time with the kids up, and get ready for the break, and we'll be getting to the
turn. Definitely played a lot of basketball the last couple of weeks. You've had 6 games in 2 weeks, and then followed up now by a little bit of rest, which I think is definitely a nice reward.
Yeah, it's something, you know, I hate these kids.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for joining me here. Girls basketball head coach Kyle Crowder here. Of the boys game, that interview brought to you by Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. Cookie Jim, the friendly staff. Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. We'll take another break when we come back. Some first half stats for you in the second half of this boys game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Back with you here at Grand Valley High School, Mark Tanner along with you. Good halftime, Delta leads by 10, 36-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Some first half stats for you. Houston Bears got 11 with 3 boards. 9 points for Johnny G. He's got 3 boards as well. Braden Trout, 5 points, a rebound, and an assist. Tucker Johnson also with 5. He's also had 5 boards. Brendan Bear's got a couple of points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Landon Clay's contributed with 3 boards and an assist as well. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is a local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Halftime has been brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, winding down halftime. Once again, Delta leads 36-26 here. We'll take another quick break, and when I come back, second half of the basketball game. You're listening to Delta Kansas Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Panthers with possession to start the second half of play. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Clay in the backcourt. Clay brings it up. Looking for a screen. Gets it from there. Clay. The cutting there. All knocked away by the Cardinals, and they'll have it. Starters on the court for Delta. Garcia. And the Pressler back out to Garcia. A&M traces three ball. No good. Rebound. A.J. Alegria. They kick it out to Ethan Rojas. Now underneath to a cutting A.J. Alegria. And Cardinals get the score. Quickly back the other way. Left to right for Delta. Dustine in the paint. Out to Clay. Clay directing traffic. Moves to his right. Dishes to Sprout. Sprout in the lane all the way around. Can't get it to go off the glass. Rebound, Easton Bear. Shot no good. And this one's going to be saved from going out of bounds by the Cardinals. Just underway here in the second half. Delta leads 36-28 in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Easton Rojas in the left corner. No good. Rebound, Johnson has it tapped away. Pressler in the lane. Shot no good. Put back. No good by the Cardinals. Delta throwing his ball around. And then out of bounds off of Rojas. Sloppy ball handling on both sides there. Mainly the Panthers. So it's going to be Delta ball. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Panthers. Clay. Gets the screen from Bear. Tucker J at the top of the key. A&M Creation's three ball is good. Delta to an 11-point advantage now as Cardinals get the ball with the paint. That's Pressler. He's going to turn it over to Gossine. Gossine up ahead to Sprout. Sprout from the right side. As his pocket picked by Garcia. Garcia drives the lane, gets the goal high off the glass over Easton Bear. 39-30 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5:56 left in the quarter. Sprout from the right, left corner inside the Bear. Can't get the shot to go. Easton hits the deck. No foul called and a rebound by the Cardinals. Ethan Rojas over to Garcia on the right side. Garcia dribbles out. Garcia, Miguel Rojas, now inside to Pressler.
Another steal by Gossin and a foul called on Miguel Rojas, and he can't believe it. That'll be the third foul for Rojas. And looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Collier's back into the game. Delta will stack on the inbound right here in front of me on the near side of the court, opposite the benches. Clay with the Dottie Steel Machine inbound to Gossin in the backcourt, and now back to the front court and Clay. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout nearly has his pocket picked out to Johnson. And in Cason's three ball, no good from Tucker J. Rebound Cardinals. A one-on-two situation for Amos. Steps back. And in Cason's three ball, no good. Rebound by A.J. Alegria, and the putback good. 39-32 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5 minutes left in the quarter. Clay drives, and he'll get it to go off the glass. Lando's first two. Garcia back the other way, looking to answer. He's going to be fouled as he drives to the hoop. And actually, they may have called a travel on Garcia. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Brendan Baer checks back in for the Panthers. Clay with the basketball. Over to Tucker J in the right corner. A&M Creation three ball good. Johnson almost automatic from the corners on that three. Amos on the right side, inside to Pressler, shooting that Collier. Shot no good. Rebound. Brendan Baer. He's got five boards on the night. Clay crossover. Back out to Gossin. He'll spot up for an 8 Creation three ball. Rattles in and out. Sprout comes up with the rebound. Sprout working on Garcia. Garcia's going to come up with the steal. Sprout, he gets it back. And it'll be a Taco Time jump ball. Looks like possession going to go to Grand Valley. 4:05 left in the quarter. Delta leads 44-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Garcia will call out the play. Lobs it over to Brandon Garcia. He's going to have it knocked out of bounds by Sprout. Brian Bynum comes in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, and Sprouty will have a seat. Emilio Garcia to Amos. Amos over to Brandon Garcia on the left side. He'll dribble. Now they work it inside to Rojas. Now Amos. Now back out to Garcia. And a jump ball going to be forced. It's a Taco Time jump ball as the ball went into the backcourt. Garcia just waited for Johnny G to get his hands on it and then grab it himself. So he dealt the ball on the possession, so works out well for the Panthers. Into the right corner, Tucker J. A&M Creations three ball will be called for the travel. He stepped back and dragged his foot when he did. So 3:38 left in the third. Delta leads 44-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Garcia to Amos. Over to Brandon Garcia. Back to Amos. Brandon Garcia. Amos, A&M Creations three ball from the right side, no good. Rebound Clay. Clay in traffic, dribbles out. Up ahead to Johnson. Johnson has the ball knocked away. Emilio Garcia back on the other end, spins in the lane. Ethan Rojas back to Garcia. Garcia now, ball fake, kicks it out to Brandon Garcia. Over to Amos, right side. Kicks it underneath, and Bynum comes up with a loose ball. Clay, up ahead to Baer. May have traveled, not called. He'll jump in the lane, and a foul's going to be called, I believe, on looks like A.J. Alegria. It'll be the first on Alegria. Delta with possession Hunter Goff checks into the game. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Inbound goes to Bynum on the right side. Bynum in traffic. It's going to be out of bounds off of Ryland. And Emilio Garcia to bring it up for the Cardinals. 2:36 left in the third. Brandon Garcia has it go off of his hands and out of bounds and a turnover back to the Panthers. Self Cabinet Company timeout by the Panthers. Self Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home office. Self Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit selfcabinetcompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive, Schuyler, your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Their designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, jetting, color, and berms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. The Delta leads 44-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As we are coming up on the closing minutes of the third quarter. Delta's biggest lead of the game has been 13 when they went on their 13-0 run to start the game. Now it's 12. Clay, guarded by Brandon Garcia. He'll get it across the time stripe. Looks for the screen. Gets it. Clay just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound Gustine. Gustine back to Clay. And creation three ball from just about the same spot, but behind the line. And Clay's going to move, miss, but the ball will go out of bounds off of the Cardinals as they look for the rebound. Bynum, left corner. This one's going to go out of bounds off of Emilio Garcia as Bynum was looking to drive. So on the baseline now, actually back to the corner. So Bynum, Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Dustin, back to Bynum. Bynum dribbles down the baseline, high off the glass, can't get it to go. Emilio Garcia comes up with the rebound. Garcia across the time stripe. 2 minutes left in the third. Dish to Amos. Amos spins, gets the screen. Now back at half court over to Brandon Garcia. He'll step up, look like a walk, but it's not called. Emilio Garcia from the left side, shot no good. It's going to be Pressler with the rebound. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to be Taco Time jump ball. I believe the Cardinals will have possession. Grand Nation Motorsports substitution is Alex Allegria and A.J. Allegria check back into the game. Teddy Steel Machine inbound lob pass goes to Brandon Garcia. Now Emilio Garcia shot no good from the right side. As Brandon Mayer comes up with the rebound, but then as his pass stolen by Emilio Garcia up to A.J. Allegria, that's Alex Allegria, over to Pressler, back to Emilio Garcia, and in Tracy's three ball, no good. Rebound Pressler, put back, no good. Rebound A.J. Allegria, and he will be fouled. So that'll be the third on Brendan. And Delta, I believe, has two team fouls, with the Cardinals only with one. 1:22 left in the quarter. Delta leads 44-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound goes to Alex Allegria, over to Brandon Garcia. Garcia to Emilio, over to Alex Allegria. He goes underneath, loses the ball. Justine over to Clay. Clay up ahead to Goff. And in creation, three ball from the left side, drain. Hunter Goff's first 3 points of the game in less than 60 now in the third. Delta's lead 47-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brandon Garcia works it inside to Pressler, back out to Emilio Garcia. He'll be fouled. Is this one going to be on Gossine? No, I think they called this one on Hunter. Yep, it's on Goff. That'll be Hunter's first. Scottie Steele machine inbound from in front of the Cardinal bench. Goes into the backcourt and Brandon Garcia. Garcia will bring it across. To Alex Alegria. Back out to Brandon. Garcia. Emilio Garcia now directing traffic. Gets it over to Alex Alegria. Now back to Emilio. And increasing three ball. No good. Rebound. Brendan Bear. Now Bynum across the time stripe. Picks up his dribble. Now Clay. Clay tries to work it into Brendan. Ball's popped up in the air. Bear comes up with it. Clay. Back to Brendan. Bear. Baby hook. Right in front of the hoop. It's good. Brendan the score. 4 seconds. Emilio Garcia. Puts it up. Shot no good. Buzzer sounds at the end of 3 Delta lead, 49-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today. At 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Self Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Self Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Getting ready to start the final stanza here at Grand Valley High School. Once again, Delta leads 49-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's biggest lead of the game since starting out the game on a 13-0 run. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound deep into the backcourt and Clay. Clay will bring it up. He's across the time stripe, dishes to Bynum. Bynum lobs inside pass off the front of the rim to Bear, hooping the harm. So Easton to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Tucker Johnson back into the game. So it'll be Johnson, Goff, Easton, Bear, Clay and Gostin on the floor for the Panthers here. Easton drains it. Miguel Rojas across the time stripe. Around Emilio Garcia, back out to Rojas, and in Tracy's three ball. No good. Rebound AJ Alegria. This is to Brandon Garcia. Now Rojas from the right elbow. Shot blocked by Bear, Gassine. Gassine going to go all the way to the hoop. Loses possession. Ball is tied up. Taco time jump ball. And the possession going to go to the Cardinals. 7:24 left in the game. Emilio Garcia. Back to Miguel Rojas. Rojas over to Brandon Garcia in the right corner. He's going to go baseline. Dishes it inside to Pressler. Shot no good. Rebound by the Cardinals. Emilio Garcia lobs it inside. Now back out to Garcia. Garcia in the paint. Off the glass. He'll have the hoop in the arm. He'll go to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman Renax Mountain West free throw. Greg and Christy Stratman with Renax Mountain West combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. It'll be Tucker J's second foul. Free throw good by Garcia. Gustin over to Clay. Lando will bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. Up the left side. As Miguel Rojas went skidding across the floor. The Cardinals wanted the charge. Didn't get it. And now Johnny G back on the other end will foul Emilio Garcia, who was attempting an A&M creation three ball. Third foul on Johnny G. And Garcia to the line, 4-3, counts in three. Taking Christie Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Garcia missed the first, made the second. So he'll have one more. He made it. 52-37 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 6:36 left in the game. Clay. Inside to Johnson, has it knocked away by Emilio Garcia, and turnover to the Cardinals. It'll be Miguel Rojas to Emilio Garcia. Garcia back to Rojas. Rojas inside the arc. Off balance jumper, no good. Rebound Cardinals. Brandon Garcia works it inside to AJ Alegria. Back out to Emilio Garcia, and Grace's three ball. No good. Rebound Clay out in front to Dustin. Off the glass, it's good. Quickly back the other way. Miguel Rojas for the Cardinals. Emilio Garcia back to Rojas. A&M creates a three ball from the left elbow. No good. Rebound Johnson. Now Clay will bring it up with 5:45 left in the game. Clay loses the handle. Gets it back. Then has it stolen by Miguel Rojas. Rojas can't get the finger roll. Brandon Garcia though to clean up the mess though. 54-39 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay. Cross the time stripe. Over to Gustin at the top. Gustin to his left. A little crossover now in the lane. Kicks it out to Goff. Hunter inside to Johnson. Tucker J. One-hander in the lane. No good. Rebound there. Off the glass. Putback is good. Easton with 16 now. Five boards. Miguel Rojas inside to Kressler. Dustin comes up with the steal. Up ahead to Clay. Back to Johnny G. Johnny G. One dribble in and creation three ball. Good. Dustin with 19. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Cardinals. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, powder coating, and sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Delta up by 20, 59-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Unofficially tonight, Easton Bear with 16 points, Johnny Gustin with 14. Tucker Johnson with 11. So, Cardinals with possession coming out of the timeout. Ball's going to go to Emilio Garcia in the backcourt. He'll bring it to the front court. Over to Amos. Amos in the lane has it poked away, and Tucker Johnson comes up with the loose ball. Now Clay to Bynum. Back to Clay. Clay to Goff. Goff. Bynum. Bynum looks to double drive. Drops it off to Johnson. A&M creation three ball. Bucket. Amos for the Cardinals. Over to Brandon Garcia. tries to work it inside to Emilio. He gets it into the corner, into a trap, and a foul going to be called. I think this is going to go on Clay. It is. That'll be Lando's first. 15 foul on Delta. I think the Cardinals have 3 team fouls. Lob inbound goes to Amos, back to Garcia, left corner, Aiden traces three ball, no good, rebound Johnson. 8th board unofficially for Tucker tonight. Bynum up to Garcine. Garcine now drives in the paint, drops it off to Bear, can't get it to go off the glass. Contact, no foul, back the other direction. Amos has the ball stolen by Bynum. Bynum 1-on-2. Poop and the harm. They were pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Bynum gets the free throw. Ryland with 5. So it looks like Miguel Rojas to bring it up for the Cardinals. Rojas across the time stripe. Now drops it off to Garcia. Garcia with a ball fake. Dishes to Miguel Rojas. Excuse me. Ethan Rojas. Now they work it inside to Collier, and he gets the bucket off the glass. Bynum now back the other direction. Bynum, little stop and start. Foul going to be called on Emilio Garcia. It'll be his third and the 6th team foul, I believe, on the Cardinals. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is it'll be Johnson, Sprout, Bynum, Bear, and Clay on the floor for the Panthers. Cutter steel machine inbound to Clay. Over to the left side and Bynum. Bynum bounce pass to Johnson. Tucker J runner in the lane. No good. Rebound by the Cardinals. It'll be Miguel Rojas with the basketball over to Ethan Rojas in the right corner. Inside to a cutting Miguel, and he'll have the bucket. 65-43 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, just north of 2.5 left in the game. Lob pass over to Clay. Clay to Johnson. Tucker J. Ann traces the three ball, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Emilio Garcia comes up with it. He'll fall down. Maintains his dribble. Kicks it out to Miguel Rojas. Rojas underneath the Collier, and he'll get it to go off the glass. Celtics lead back to 20. Bynum drives the lane, drops it off to Johnson. Johnson, short one-hander is good. Tucker with 16 now. It's going to be a foul called back on the other end. It'll be on Bynum. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Brendan Bear into the game for Delta. And A.J. Allegria will check back in for the Cardinals. About 50 left in this game. Long inbound goes to Miguel Rojas deep in the front court. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Dishes to Emilio Garcia. Aiden traces three balls drained. Bynum with some 2-2-1 zone pressure now. Bynum picks up his dribble as he gets across the time stripe. Up ahead to Sprout. Now Johnson. Johnson's pass to Clay. Picked off by Miguel Rojas. Finger roll no good. Rebound Bynum. Bynum across the time stripe. Bynum to Clay. Clay to Bear. Bear in the lane. Brendan. Arm. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. That'll be the second foul called on Eason. Make it Collier. Brendan misses the free throw. Cardinals with the rebound. Emilio Garcia, right side. Over to Ethan Rojas. Now Garcia, left corner, and increases three ball. It's good. 50 seconds left in the game, and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Cardinals. Since 1935, Diamond Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with the Diamond Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. And, of course, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all of your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. 50 seconds left in the game. Delta leads 69-51 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get some 2-2-1 zone pressure from the Cardinals. This Delta has the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It's going to be knocked away, and Emilio Garcia has it. Garcia is going to slip. And I think the ball went out of bounds. So a turnover to Delta with 45 seconds left. Clay from the corner in front of the Cardinals bench. He works it up to Bynum. Bynum now dribbles, drops it off to Brendan Bear. Bear to Johnson, to Sprout in the right corner, back to Bear. Or excuse me, Bynum. 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 Up ahead to Sprout, has it stolen by Pressler. On pass, up ahead to Miguel Rojas. He'll put up the in three for ball. It's good. 15 seconds left. Clay picks up his dribble as he gets to midcourt. Pass across the time strike to Bynum. 6 seconds. Sprout. Sprout. He's going to be fouled by Ethan Rojas. And he's going to put Sprouty at the line for 1-1 here with 1.5 seconds left. In this basketball game. Taco Time's a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main and Delta. Sprout completely airballs it. So the Cardinals will have the possession here to run out the clock. Delta going to win a big one here, 69-54 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Player of the game is going to be Easton Bear. He had 16 points, 5 boards. Tucker Johnson also with the big game. He had 16 points, 8 boards. Johnny Dustin, 13 points, 3 boards, 3 steals. Clayton Sprout with 5 points, a couple of boards, and an assist. Rylan Bynum, 5 points. 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Landon Clay, a couple of points, 6 boards, and 4 2 assists. Brendan Bear with 6 points, 7 boards, and an assist. Hunter Goff with the lone 3 ball. Once again, the Panthers are on the road at North Fork. Close out the regular season on Thursday. I'll be streaming a little before the girls tip at 6 p.m. Final score of tonight's boys game was Delta 69, Grand Valley 54. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.